The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes. And I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my season for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season. Raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
This is my season. This is my season. Man, sometimes you just got to say it. Welcome to the grind, ladies and gentlemen. We are definitely in a place this morning where we are in expectation. But, you know, I wanted to say welcome to the grind. Thank you guys for jumping on with me bright and early, 8 a.m. You know, you could have been doing anything else in the world, but you decided to jump on with me. And I do not take that lightly. So thank you so very much. But this is the grind, the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. And you woke up this morning and you said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And then a lot of you said, you know what? I'm going to wake up. I'm going to work and I'm going to go to lunch. And then I'm going to come back home. I'm going to do it all over again. But that's your process. But you know what? Let's talk about breaking that process this morning. Let's talk about, you know, walking in some of the things that you know you're ready to walk into, or some of the things at least that you say you're ready to walk in. You know, had a great weekend, you know, spent some time with family, friends, and just had the opportunity to really see some things start new and to see some things stay old. And it happens. But, you know, in life, you have to figure out whether or not you're going to stay in the same place and you're going to move forward. And we all know that everybody wants to move forward. I've never met anybody that just wants to say, that says, I'm staying the same place. No matter what, tomorrow when I wake up, I want to be the exact same person. I want to be in the exact same place. I don't want to have grown any when I wake up tomorrow. You know, but the reality is, you know, very few actually put forth the effort to change or, you know, or to become something different. But we hear songs like the one that we just heard, you know, that says, this is my season for grace and favor, you know, and we say we have a seed in the ground and he's leaning in my direction. And we always know, you know, that all of these things are things that really get us going. You know, when we say that this is my season for grace and favor, you know, we know that grace is unmerited but we know that we have a seed in the ground. And if you've actually planted a seed in the ground, then that means you have to be watering that seed in order to get the harvest from the very thing that you planted, right? So there's some prerequisites for getting him to lean in your favor or lean in your direction. So now I want to go into some of those things, man. But, you know, I believe a lot of it is attitude, a lot of it is mindset, and the most of it is action. You know, we have to action. We have to say that today is the day. Today is the day. So let's just face it. Some of us, we have planted seeds. Some of us haven't planted seeds, and we're expecting a harvest. I don't know how that works, but, you know, as far as I can tell, no seed, no harvest. But some of us have planted a seed, and we've planted multiple seeds, and we're watering those seeds, and we are expecting, you know, a harvest, and we're expecting great things to happen in our life, and we're being patient, and we're being, you know, understanding, going through our process, and we know that God is leaning in our direction because we're doing all of the things that we should be doing in order to get what we know we deserve or to get what we've worked for, you know, because if a man don't work, he don't eat, right? So he's leaning in your direction if you're doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. Yeah, he's always in your corner. God is always in your corner. He, you know, he wants the best for you. But guess what? God knows who you're going to be and what you're going to be long before you even become it. So what is your only job is to figure out what that is and to put forth the mindset and to figure out exactly what is it that I need to do to figure out how I get where I need to get. So today, that what really came to mind when I woke up, I said, you know, today is the day. And if today is the day, that means what do I need to do to make today the day? Because I'm saying this is my season for grace and favor, you know, but I'm the same person that I was yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. And then if you really, really think back long enough, heck, you're the same person you were last week, last year. If you really, really think about that thing, you sit there and analyze it. But see, that's the one thing that we don't want, really want to do. We don't really want to ponder on where we've come from or where we may still be in order to get where we need to be. So if today is the day for you, then that means it is your season for grace and favor. It means that you do have a seed in the ground, and now you're waking up, you're saying, you know what, today is the day I'm expecting a harvest. You know, today is the day that you start living your new life. Think about that. You open your eyes this morning and you said, today is the day. Today is the day that I start living my new life. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. You know, when we open our eyes every day, we have a brand new opportunity to do some brand new things, not to worry about what happened yesterday, but to focus on what happened today. Today is the day you stop looking back, right? Stop looking backwards in the past and start focusing on what's in front of you. Start focusing on your future, because I can promise you, if you dwell in the past, and sometimes the past is good, really, sometimes the past is good. And if the past is good, then you're going to always talk about what you used to do. And after a while, people are just going to tell you, man, I'm so tired of them always telling me what they used to do and what they used to be. And there's something else now, because there's no evolution. You haven't evolved. So now there are some things that you look for in the past when you say, if you keep looking in the past, and there's some bad things that can really hold you back. Right. So today is the day you stop looking backwards and focus on what's in front of you. Today is the day that you start and stop quitting. Now, starting is the toughest part. It really is, you know, because quitting is easy. Anybody can quit. And a lot of people do quit every day. People quit every second. People will start and quit. But typically that start is where it all really starts at. But a lot of people won't start because of the fear of what's going to happen when they start. There's a lot of anxiety with starting new things. It's uncomfortable. And a lot of people will make the old things seem really, really good so that they don't have to start a new thing because of that fear. But there's no way that you can grow in the comfort zone. You have to start something new. You can't grow with the old. If you wake up every morning and you have on a green T-shirt, and you go to sleep with that T-shirt on, you wake up with that same green T-shirt on, and you do that every day for 7 days, and people see you, they're going to say, well, all that person has is a green T-shirt to wear. It's nothing new. It's stale. It's stagnant. And I can promise you it's probably going to be stink because it's not being washed. So people know that's the same old stale stink shirt, because you're doing the same old stale stink thing. So get out of the comfort zone, and you got to get into that uncomfortable zone. So that means you got to do some new things, right? So today is the day that you start and stop quitting. Put quitting out of your mind. I'm not gonna quit this time, because everybody has quit on a lot of different things in life. It's what happens. So now today is the day that you start and you stop quitting. Today is the day that you finally put that plan in action that you always labored over and thought about for so long, because you finally realize that someday never comes, and someday really is today. What is that thing that you really thought about and wanted to do, and you've even written it down on paper? You've written that thing down. You've written it out. You know, you've done your due diligence. You understand exactly what it is that you need to do, that you may not want to do right now. That's going to require something of you, but it's that one thing that you've always thought about doing that you wanted to do. And it's a positive thing. It can not only help you, it can help other people. And all of a sudden you just smash all of the negative voices in the face and say, you know what, I'm just going to step out on faith, and I'm just going to do this thing, and I'm just going to let the chips fall where they may. And if you are that person that's saying, this is my season for grace and favor, and you have a seed in the ground and you're watering that seed, and you know that this is something that's on your mind, God didn't put it there for no reason, and it's a positive thing, it's going to help people, then why not do it? And throw caution to the wind and let God guide you in it, and allow yourself to grow in it with everybody else around you. It's okay to do that. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to be perfect at everything you do. So what if you stutter a little bit? So what if you get nervous? So what if you get those butterflies in your stomach and your heart starts pounding real fast before you do it? So what? I can promise you that every successful person in the world, they'll tell you that those exact feelings that I just described, they had them every time before they stood up, before they talked. They had them. Some of them still get them right now. So why not just step out and do that thing that you've been thinking about doing for so long? Put that plan into action, dust off that paper, you know, open that book and dust it off and go ahead and start putting those little small parts into place so that you can get that thing started, right? So, and I talked about fear. You can just say, you know, some of you, you know, you can say today is the day that I stop allowing myself to let fear hold and paralyze me in that angry, unproductive place that I've been in for so long. I don't want to be there anymore. So today is the day that I stop allowing fear to paralyze me and be angry and unproductive and just in that place that I've been in for 1, 2, 3, 10 years. You've been in that place. Since you've been in that place, you've been judging everybody else. And you've been talking about everything that everybody else did and just criticizing every little thing instead of seeing it as that person stepping out, doing something different. It's not going to be all great. It's not going to be all grand. It's going to be struggle because growth is struggle. Comfort zone is happy and paralyzed and common and mediocre. Uncomfortable is all things new, right? So why not get out of that spot that you're in, because it's a very angry, unproductive spot. And a lot of people don't know you're angry because you've gotten really good at putting on that happy face and saying, you know what, I'm good. I'm happy where I am. You know, here's a good one. I don't need all of that. I'm good with who I am. I'm good where I am. And everybody else on the outside is looking at from what they see, but they see stuff on the inside that you don't even think they see. And they know that you're not really happy where you are, but they know that you've gotten really good at saying that you are. So why not just punch fear in the face and say, you know what, today is the day that I finally get out of that place that I'm in and I do something new. Today is the day that I finally call that person that I've been so mad at for so long and just say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being mad at you, and I forgive you. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry. I need to move on. I need some closure, and I know I can't. I just can't keep being mad at you. I can't keep being that person that is trying to hold you back, or I can't keep letting you be that person that's trying to hold me back. I mean, I do genuinely forgive you, and I'm sorry for anything that I did, and I want to move forward. I don't want to keep looking backwards and revisiting this thing. And every time I see you, I got to think about, you know, what I don't like about you and the things that you did to hurt me. Today is that day that you go and reconcile that relationship. Who knows? It could be one person. It could be three people. However many people it is, pick the phone up and call them. Mentally, you need that closure in your life. Whether or not that person receives that or not from you, that's not your concern. It's your concern that you actually forgave that person. Now you can move on, right? So look, today is also the day that you stop listening to all of those doggone voices in your head that keep telling you that you can't and tell it that you can. I can, I can, I can. Because the voices in your head will tell you that you can't. I'm going to tell you, that's one of the things I talked about last week. I said, you know, I try to get right out of bed when I wake up, because, man, those can and can't voices come. And the longer you lay there, the longer the can't voices chant through your head, and you start believing them. And you start saying, wow, you know what, maybe I should just lay here. Right? So today is actually the day that you actually get up out of bed at 5 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. Today is that day. right? Because today is the day that you start getting up earlier because your dreams are waking you up at 5 a.m., right? Some of you are waking up early and you don't know why, because there's something that on the inside of you that wants to get out. God is trying to give you something that's going to move you to a new level, a brand new height, but you're not paying attention. You're waking up early and you're like, wow, I just need to go back to sleep. But you can't sleep. You're just awake all the time. There's something that you need to do that's inside of you. So today is the day that you stop listening to all of those little voices that say you can't and know that you can, right? Today is the day that you start eating healthier. Today is the day you drink water. How about that? Some of you, a lot of people don't even drink water. A lot of people say, you know what? I don't like to eat healthy. It's too expensive. You know, I'm not going to eat healthy. I just can't do it. It's not what I do. I don't want to be skinny. I'm not going to eat healthy. It's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. Yeah, I had to throw that one in there. So today is that day, though. Today is that day. Eat healthier. Drink water. You know, we sat down. We went to a senior citizen home once, and one of the things that one of the older ladies said there, she said, you know, they said, you know, give us a nugget. We're in the room. And she said, give us a nugget. Give us something that, you know, that we should do now that you wish you would have done in your earlier years. And she simply said, she said, I wish I would have drank more water. And everybody thought that was odd. But for the people that really understand, you know, how much of our body is made up of water, and that's the very thing that we need to function, you know, then we understood what she was saying, because her doctor told her that throughout her life, she didn't drink enough water. So she actually dehydrated her organs, which caused them to shut down quicker and not function the way they should be functioning, because water is what gives your organs the pliability to do what they need to do. But she didn't know that. She just thought that, you know what, I'm getting the water from soda and juice and everything else because it's all made with water, right? I've heard that one before. It's all made with water, so I'm getting it. No, that means that we're typically slaves to our taste buds when we want to drink things that taste good to us all the time. It's the same with eating. But we drink soda because it tastes good. It hits our tongue first, and that's where your taste buds are. So it tastes good. So we keep drinking it. And we make those excuses that, hey, this is good for me, and it's made with water, so I'm good. So, but today is the day that you actually eat healthier and drink water. And if so, you know what? Here's a good tip. When somebody says something and it instantly irritates you, it's probably the thing that you need to do. It's probably what you're lacking in. So if what I just said about drinking water and eating healthy irritated you, yeah, that right there. So today is the day that you actually get up earlier, as I said, because your dreams wake you up at 5 a.m. But your past failures are keeping you in the bed until 9 a.m. Get up out of that bed. Get up out of that bed. Get up out of that bed and do something new today. At 5 a.m., get out of the bed, all right? Do something brand new, all right? 5 a.m., it's time for you to wakey-wakey, all right? Today is the day you finally start saving more money. That's biggie, all right? To start saving more money. And hopefully you guys you have your list today that you're starting to write your list. Your today is the day list. All right. Today is the day list. And that list could be two or three things, or that list could be 50 or 100 different things. Who knows? Because there's a lot of procrastination that happens that we've done all of our lives. And there are a lot of things that we know that we haven't done that we need to finally do. And you may only be able to knock off the two or three of those things a day. But today is the day, right, that you actually start. So saving money, man, that's a biggie. Today is the day you actually realize that you have a savings account because you're supposed to have money in it saved. And you're supposed to look at that money as if that money is not there until you have an emergency. not just that I want something, but until you have an emergency. And all you can hope and wish for is that you don't have many emergencies, and that money is there for you as you get older to live your life and have that cushion that you need to take care of all of the incidentals and things that come up that are kind of unforeseen. So today is a day that you realize that your savings account is actually for saving money, you know, to prepare for your future, you know. So today is a day that you put that budget into place, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and realize that you actually need money in that savings account. That budget goes hand in hand with that savings account, and you actually follow the budget. You actually follow it. You put it in place, and you follow it. You don't let anybody detour you from it. Hey, let's go. Hey, we're going to the beach this weekend, and you look at you say, oh, man, look, I only got $100. I know that that's not going to be enough for me to have fun this weekend, but wow, looky, looky, I got $1,500 in savings. I can just use some of that money to do. No, my budget says right now, you know, and you can go ahead and use the old Kevin Hart. Look, the way my checking account is set up is I have a checking and a saving, and I can't afford that right now. So it's okay. Those are magic words. Let me give you one. If you don't want to say, I can't afford that right now. Here's a fancy way to say that's not in my budget right now. It's profound that you even have a budget to most people because they don't have them. But when you say it's not in my budget, that's pretty much telling somebody I have goals. And if that's the word that you're not familiar with, you don't have goals. Or maybe you just got so much money that you can, you know, you can do what you want to do. But nonetheless, you have goals. Or you use that one, say, no, I have goals. Can't do that right now. You know, that's not in my budget. So a savings account, budget. So today is the day that you actually start doing that, right? Right? Today is the day that you start reading that book that you always talked about reading, the book that you're telling everybody else that you're reading. It really sounds cute that you're saying I'm reading it, but you're really, really not. So today is the day that you stop procrastinating and start reading the book, right? All right, what's important to you? I've heard somebody say that procrastination is really not the thing. It's that it's really not just important to you. It's not procrastination. It's just not important to you. So today is the day that you finally start reading that book that you put so much emphasis on to say it's so great. Actually open that thing up and start reading it. So today is the day that you declutter your life, and this is a great one. Decluttering your life, you know, people and things. You know, let's just start with things. You know, today is the day that you actually clean your car out. I was passing somebody's car the other day in the parking lot, and I happened to glance over in it. None of the windows were tinted, and you could clearly see everything in the car. And you look in it, and it looked like a whole bunch of little gnomes and Bedouins lived in the car. And it was food, and it was wrappers and papers all over the car. And it was a mess. And I instantly think, how can someone function in this environment? And a lot of people will say, well, you know, it's organized confusion. You know, I function well in mess. And yeah. And that's what people tell themselves. But when you have cluttered surroundings, then you have a cluttered mind. And so now here you are, you've got a car that you know you need to go clean it out. And you know it feels better when you have a clean car and a car that's organized. So today is the day you actually go clean your car. How about that? All right. Clean the outside, clean the inside. Today is the day that you declutter and clean out your home. Get rid of all of the stuff you know you don't use and know you don't need. Give away some stuff to some people that may need the clothes that you don't wear anymore. Today is that day. There's a day you declutter your life with the people that aren't productive, the people that aren't helping you move to a higher level. Declutter. Get the people out that are holding you down. All you have to do is drift away. Unanchor yourself. Untie the rope that's attached to the dock and just drift away. They won't know you're gone until you're too high for them to really reach. Just drift away. And that is what you do when you start doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. Because for you, today is the day, right? It's that day. You keep waking up and you keep telling yourself that I'm going to do something new. I'm going to start doing something different to change my life. But we never do it. And we understand that, you know, it's no longer, it's no longer procrastination. It's really no longer the things, not doing the things that are important to you. It just gets to a point to where it's slothfulness. It's laziness. I've just gotten so comfortable in my own mess that I've learned not to stress it. And you're good. And if you're that person that you feel you can't change where you are right now, then the only thing that's allowing you to feel that way or holding you in that pattern is you. It's no one else that's really telling you that you can't. That's not the real thing that holds you down, because your mind is so powerful that it can do whatever you tell it to do. And we talk all the time, we talk about getting out of the way of self, because self is that thing that holds you back. You know, we control what we do 100%. We control 100% of what we do, but we can't control what other people do. And I've heard the saying a lot when people, you know, you'll say, well, you know, well, you know, are you doing this? You know, it's not my fault that, you know, that this or that, you know, I can't help it that this or that. And all of those are crutch phrases. You know, I can't help it that, you know, every time, you know, I wake up, you know, I feel this way. Sure you can. Go to sleep feeling better. Stop looking in the past. Look to the future. You control 100% of what you do. Has nothing to do with any handicap that you have. You're still 100%. You control 100% of what you do. So we got to stop blaming everybody else for our day. We got to stop saying that, you know, I am where I am because of this or because of that. Once you declutter your life, once you realize that today is your day, and I'm going to start now, and I'm not going to keep quitting, then it's when your brand new life starts. Some of us have been living a life that is not the life that we're supposed to live. And we don't understand why we're getting what we're getting. And every time we try and do something new and different, we allow the people on the outside to tell us that we can't, when we full well know that we can. And we say things like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But just imagine if we actually believe that and walked in it. Just imagine. If you said, you know what, I'm unstoppable, and you really are unstoppable. What if you knew that God created you for something more than what you are right now, and you actually believed that, and you actually started to do something different? See, some of you, you're listening to me right now, and there are some things in your life that you know you need to either get rid of or you need to enhance. You know it. I personally don't believe that people are as unassuming as they pretend to be. I believe people full well know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. They just don't have the propensity to change. And the only thing that is keeping them from changing is self. The mirror is your friend. Get in the mirror, look and say, you know what? I'm my own worst enemy. I'm the reason I am where I am right now. It's me, me, me. And what that does is it pulls everything in to you. It's no one else's fault on the outside, because all of these different branches and avenues of escape that you have from being the person that you really need to be have been hurting you for all of these years. And it's caused you to have your posture to be bent over. It's caused you to not look people in the eye. It's caused you to not talk with an authoritative voice. It's caused you to be in a place in life where you feel so submissive to everyone and everything else around you that you are just miserable. But you have to put the happy face on. Imagine how it would feel to have the power that God created you to have. Imagine how it would feel to be outspoken. Imagine how it would feel to not be fearful of what comes out of your mouth if someone's not going to receive it. Imagine if you could actually take the mask off and be the person that you were created to be. Imagine the power that you would have to create and to step out and do new things. I promise you, no one would recognize you. They would not know who you were. Take the mask off. Be the person that God created you to be. Walk in it with your chest out. Stand up straight. Look people in the eye. Don't be afraid to voice your opinion tastefully. Don't be afraid to move in a different direction than everybody else is moving. Don't be afraid to be the trendsetter. Don't be afraid to be the creator. Don't be afraid to be the person that you were created to be, because you're only going to find that out until you make a decision to start living the life that you were supposed to be living. It's not the life that you see someone else living. That's not your life. Live your life. Can your life be a variation of someone else's life? Absolutely. But we were all created different to do different things. If you want, if you want to impact millions of lives on a big stage, you can do that. If it's a burning desire of yours, then it must be a burning desire for a reason. But you're never going to get there until you start standing up to yourself and telling yourself that you can, as opposed to you can't. Because today is your day. And don't allow anybody to steal that from you. Wake up every day and say, today is my day. And the only difference from today and yesterday is that you put the action toward actually making it your day, actually changing your life, actually living a new life. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be in it to win it. If you're not in it to win, then you're in it to lose. There is no gray area. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for chiming into the grind this morning. It's an honor to actually be talking to you guys, and thank you for listening to me this morning. You know, and this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bright and early, punch fear in the face, let your dreams wake you up and actually get out of the bed and move forward in life. Guys,
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa,
you guys, Oklahoma.
When I was a little boy, I used to sing before my father preached. I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But, you know, it was a time when there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that. Man. When I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life. That I was going to end up in an alley. And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while. I did end up on the streets at one point in my life doing drugs and alcohol.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able, yeah. I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now, so tell me that I didn't. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
'Cause I'm in it to win. out by God, so this is why I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting. I'm standing up. I'm standing tall. I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it.